She'll probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
The Adventures of Ellery Queen. Tonight, we bring you another thrilling adventure of Ellery Queen, the celebrated fighter of crime.
OMG, you guys. So this detective show has a unique gimmick. They play the episode up until Ellery Queen declares he has solved the mystery. And then they cut to an interview with people they call their armchair detectives to guess what the answer is. The guests were usually public figures like actors, athletes, or someone whose job somehow related to the storyline. So for our show, we've invited three audio drama powerhouses to make their guesses before we play the end of the episode. Drew Frohman of Sorry About the Murder, Shannon Perry from Oz 9, and Sarah Golding of Indie AF and Wireless Theater. And this little break will also let all of you armchair detectives in podcast land get a chance to formulate a guess too. Amazing, right?
You'll hear from them a little later. But now, here is your host, Ellery Queen.
I guess they're in a hurry to start the episode.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. In tonight's case, my secretary, Nikki Porter, has gone out of town, and her temporary replacement finds herself hunted by the police. She's wanted for murder. I call it The Adventure of Madison Standish, Suspect.
I'm sorry, it's called what now?
Excuse me, would you mind letting me through?
Not a ray.
What's going on here to warrant the attention of Inspector Queen of the New York Police?
Got a call from the railroad. Say, aren't you up pretty early, son?
Early, Dad. I overslept. I'm supposed to meet this train.
Somebody you know coming in?
Well, my assistant Nikki is visiting her family, so she arranged for a replacement who is arriving on this train. Madison Standish.
Madison? A male secretary?
Apparently not.
Well, who am I to judge? I let your mother name you Ellery.
All the passengers are out?
I mean, with the last name of Queen.
Dad.
What?
Have all the passengers gotten off the train?
Not all.
What happened on the train, anyway?
There's a guy down there in one of the compartments with half his head blown off.
Well, I hope no one was waiting here at the station to meet him.
Come with me. I'll show you.
I do enjoy our father-son outings, Dad.
Your mother had her way, you'd be with her right now at a sewing circle.
I like sewing, Dad.
Don't say this to me. Bad enough you're a PI.
Who's helped you solve quite a number of murders, as I recall.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you can't come in here. This is a crime scene. Oh, Inspector Queen.
My son wants to see the body.
But, sir, he's not a member of the police force. Even though he's your son, it would be highly unethical if...
It's also highly unethical for me to assault a fellow officer.
But, sir...
Well, there he is.
Six slugs in his head. Who was he?
Ernie Buffel, Midwest bank robber.
Gun taken away, I suppose?
And we found these three $1,000 bills on the floor of this compartment.
Let me see those bills, Dad.
That's evidence.
You want to get busted down to Meter Maid?
I thought so. Look at these serial numbers. They're sequential. These three $1,000 bills are no doubt part of the stolen money. How much did he get away with, Dad?
$258,000.
That leaves only $255,000 to recover.
Yep, looks like it.
This was Buffel's compartment, Compartment C in car 103?
No, this compartment was occupied by a lady. The porter noticed her get off before he and the conductor found Buffel's body.
A woman, huh? Young?
Mm-hmm. About 5'6", in her 20s, with pretty blonde hair. And the compartment is full of her fingerprints.
Oh, look at this. A makeup compact.
There could be fingerprints on that.
Of course there could be fingerprints on it.
I think he's trying to tell me not to pick it up.
He wasn't going to pick it up. What kind of moron do you think I raised?
We haven't secured the scene yet, sir.
You trying to tell me how to do my job? Say that to me without a door between us.
Well, you don't need me in on this.
I'm sorry, sir, but I have direct orders to prevent contamination of the scene.
Contamination?
I'll catch you later, Dad.
face to face. Now, you little rookie. Ah! Come back here.
Bye, Dad. Miss Standish, Madison, wake up. Madison, listen to me.
I'm working on my makeup blog.
Did you know you lost your makeup compact?
I did?
Yes, on the train.
A train? What train? I don't take public transport.
Don't you remember? Nikki wired me yesterday from Chicago that you'd arrive in New York at 8:30 this morning.
Nikki? Who's Nikki? And OMG, who the hell are you?
Madison, Madison, I'm Ellery Queen. You work for me.
Not in my bedroom, I don't. Wait, this isn't my bedroom.
No, it's not. You're in Nikki Porter's bedroom.
OMG, I was dreaming that I was back home, dreaming that I traveled back into old-timey radio shows. But I really am in old-timey radio shows, dreaming I was back home.
You've had a traumatic morning.
Waking up to some strange dude standing over my bed is definitely contributing to my traumatic morning.
I'm sorry. I have a key to Nikki's apartment.
Oh, so personal assistant with benefits. That is not in my job description. But we can negotiate.
There was an incident on the train this morning.
Hey, you were supposed to meet me at the train station.
Yes, I was late.
Well then, if you can't respect my time, I can't respect yours. I'm going back to sleep. Shut the door on your way out.
Madison, this is urgent. I need to know which compartment you were in on the train.
Compartment? I barely remember the train ride, much less which compartment I was in. I can't tell you how many times I drove somewhere, forgot where I parked, and then just Ubered home.
Let me jog your memory. Was it car 103, compartment C?
If I say yes, will you let me go back to sleep?
What about when you left the train? Don't you remember anything?
No, I don't. Ah! Why am I so dirty? Physically dirty, I mean. I know the other answer, and it mostly has to do with personal preferences.
I think you were in a struggle of some sort.
A struggle? I usually remember the fights I get in. Unless I was totally wasted. Which could be why I don't remember the train.
You've suffered a violent physical as well as nervous shock.
I did? Whoa! Is this mirror accurate? I'm a mess!
Do you remember a man on the train?
A man? Kinda.
When did you first see this man?
Am I covered in blood splatter?
The man was a criminal wanted for bank robbery. He was found lying on the floor of your compartment.
Ew. What is this chunky stuff in my hair?
He was shot to death. 6 bullets to the head.
OMG! This is brain matter!
You left your makeup compact in the compartment. Your fingerprints are all over the place.
Screw the compact! I need a shower! I need 12 showers!
Madison, you're in a jam. So talk to me, will you?
Oh my God! Some of it's on my face! I think I got some in my mouth.
Madison, what happened in that compartment?
I killed him, okay? I killed him!
Madison, any minute now, my dad, the inspector of police, will realize that the compact, the prints, the description, all add up to you. He may be on his way here now. Will you tell me what happened before he gets here?
Okay. Breathe.
Madison?
I need a yoga video. Relaxation for murderers.
Madison?
Help me with the tension in my shoulders.
Madison, tell me exactly what happened.
I don't think I'm emotionally stable enough for a flashback scene.
Are you emotionally stable enough for prison?
It was a cold, rainy morning in Chicago when the train pulled out of the Windy City. We were almost to New York, and I was getting my luggage together for our arrival. At that moment, my compartment door opened. Dude, you the porter? I love how in the past trains had porters to help you with your bags and stuff. I don't think Amtrak even has employees. Good rule of thumb, use the Amtrak bathroom at the beginning of your trip. By the end, you need a hazmat suit.
Don't call for help.
I thought you were the help.
And don't yell.
I'm not yelling. I have a naturally loud voice and adjust my volume to my surroundings. Right now, we are on a moving train. So yes, I am speaking louder. We use a limiter, but you can turn the volume down yourself, you know.
Do what I say and you won't get hurt.
A gun? Am I on Amtrak?
You see this package? Put it in your suitcase.
Can't you afford your own luggage?
Put it in your suitcase.
I need to maintain control of my personal belongings at all times. I cannot accept packages or items from individuals I do not know.
I can use this gun to get to know ya.
Let's move some things around in my suitcase or your package will fit. Not really any room.
Get rid of that case you got in there.
That's my makeup! I can't let the world see me without makeup! My mom entered me in baby beauty pageants, so I haven't been seen by anyone without lipstick or mascara since I was 6 months old.
Then figure something else out.
I could take out my underwear. I prefer going commando anyway. After my brother's schizoid friends started stealing my panties, I just got used to it.
Now get this. In 5 minutes, we'll be in New York. You'll carry your suitcase off the train yourself. Don't give it to a red cap. Walk up to the check room at the west end of the station and check the bag. I'll be right behind you.
Should I be writing this down?
Just try and remember.
Oh, wow. I am not from the generation who can retain information. Everything I'll ever need to know is available on my phone. So I live a memory-free lifestyle.
You either remember what I'm telling you or I'm gonna use a bullet to end your lifestyle.
Okay, silent generation. Huh, that only works with boomers. And it's the late 40s, so they're all babies right now. Okay, baby boomer. Oh wait, that's actually what they're called.
Shut your trap. Jeez, did I pick the wrong compartment.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was leaving my bag at the check room.
Very good. Then, when you get to the baggage check, go to the nearest cigar stand and buy a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, God, no. I'm an influencer. I can't be seen promoting cigarettes. That's totes off-brand for me.
Fine, a packet of gum. Then leave the check on the counter careless, like as if you dropped it, and then go about your business.
And you'll pick it up.
That's the idea.
How do I get my suitcase back from you?
You don't.
But you're gonna have all my stuff! My makeup!
You'd rather be dead?
Okay, wait. Let me move some stuff around. I want to fit as much of my makeup in my purse as possible.
It was easier robbing a bank than dealing with you.
You could help. Here, hold my compact.
I can't. I'm holding the gun.
Then put the gun down for a second.
I ain't putting my gun down.
What? I'm gonna jump out the window of a speeding train? You could be a criminal and a considerate person, too.
Fine. Give me it.
Ha ha! Now I have the gun.
Make a sucker out of me, will ya?
Ow! Ow! Dude! You slapped me! The last person who slapped me woke up with her pom-poms shaved bald.
Get up off that floor. We're almost at the station. Get up or I'll...
Yes? Go on, Madison.
That's basically it. So I'm going with self-defense and accidental discharge of a gun.
Accidental? With 6 bullets all to his head?
Which aren't you buying? It being accidental or my being able to hit him 6 times in the head? That compartment was tiny and he was right on top of me. Like being pinned down by a walrus with garlic breath.
Neither argument is really helping your case. For all I know, you were part of the bank robbery and this is you double-crossing your partner.
What? But you were expecting me! Nikki told you I was coming to work as your assistant!
I know. But you can see how the police might look at it.
I can't even remember the last time I was in a bank. I do online banking. Only old people go to banks. I assume because they're trying to fill the hours as they tick down the clock.
I see you brought your suitcase home. Mind if I take a look for the package?
Go for it. Old people and money are weird. It's bad enough when they try to pay with cash, but then they scribble on a piece of paper with pictures of puppies on it, and they're all, this counts as money. Ugh, let me get the manager.
Package isn't in here, but there's no question that your suitcase contained the $258,000 Buffel stole from that bank.
Then where did the money go?
$3,000 of it was on the floor of the compartment. And look here.
At what?
This bulge in your coat pocket. A gun. All 6 shots fired. I'm afraid, Madison, that this was the gun that killed Buffel, his own gun.
Obviously, someone planted the evidence. Ugh, it's that summer trip to Italy all over again.
Can't you remember anything? What you might have done with the rest of the money?
I really don't remember. Everything is so foggy. I'll tell you what I told the Italian cops. I don't know how I came to be swimming naked in the Venice Canal, but can I please have a towel? Dude, is that the cops?
Okay, look, you're to tell Dad the truth.
But you already said the truth makes me sound guilty. No, I should lie. Lying never actually works, but it sure buys you some valuable time to skip town while the Italians run your visa.
No, don't give up, understand? Just hang on. Meanwhile, I'll be backtracking, trying to find the money.
I really don't like this plan.
Well, you really don't have a choice. I'm coming, Dad.
Drop the rod.
That's your dad? Progressive.
I don't know these people.
You heard her, bud. Drop the rod.
Sure. It's not loaded anyway.
Yeah, Rita. It's Ernie's gun, all right.
That was a good hunch, Frank, following this guy from the station.
Jupe, shut the door.
Sure thing.
You followed me here from Grand Central?
Yeah. We're three friends of Ernie Buffles.
We came in on the same train from Chicago.
We hung around the station where Ernie didn't get off the train. You, baby doll, come here.
I'm not a baby doll. I'm more of a Malibu Barbie, but without the tan, because sun is bad for your skin. You all should be wearing sunscreen every day.
Thanks for the tip. Now you want to tell me how you got Ernie into your compartment?
OMG! You're the jealous girlfriend, aren't you?
I spotted you on the train.
Look, girl, that guy had the personality of spoiled potato salad lost in the back of a work refrigerator. Not my fault I was the one assigned to clean out the fridge.
You knocked off my Ernie.
Madison! Back off, you.
Yeah, I want to watch this.
Jupe, get her off me.
Hey, I don't think that one's wearing underwear.
Jupe!
I got her.
Why does every girl think I'm trying to steal her boyfriend? I only steal the good ones.
Frank, Jupe, tie them both up.
I'll take the girl.
I'm already holding on to her.
We could trade.
Just do it.
Aw, that ain't fair. You got the lady bank teller where I got stuck with that old security guard.
No offense, but if we were in a club, Jupe would be the one getting my digits.
Really?
Shut up, all of ya! I need Baby Doll here to tell me what she did with the dough.
Funny story. Right before you guys got here, Ellery and me were talking about that, and I have no idea.
You're lying.
No, seriously, facts. I don't know.
Can't you see she's telling the truth?
Steady, pal. I ain't quite finished tying you.
You need help?
You just stick to your little pixie girl over there, and I'll take care of this big ape myself, okay?
Okay.
Would you two clam up? I was like this all the way from Chicago.
You should have gotten a private compartment.
And as for you, baby doll, I'm gonna give you one more chance. Tell us where you hid that dough from the bank.
Sorry, I got nothing.
Okay, we'll do it the hard way.
Which is?
Frank, Jupe, search the place for the dough.
Oh, so the hard way for you.
Shut up! Boys, search!
You want me to hold on to this guy or you want me to search for the dough?
He's tied up. You can let him go.
I'll thank you not to tell me how to do my job.
Like how I had to tell you to pull down your mask before we went into the bank?
It was hot. I was just about to.
Oh my God! Look, I don't have your money, but you can take anything you find in my purse.
Wait a minute, everyone! Look, I'm Ellery Queen.
The detective?
And this is my temporary secretary, Madison Standish. I give you my word, Madison doesn't know where that money is.
Aw, thanks for vouching for me, even though we just met today for the first time. I would never do that. You have no reason to trust me.
So what do we do, Rita?
Oh, no suggestions on how Rita should run this caper?
She's Ernie's girl. She knows what Ernie would do.
Who cares what Ernie would do? Ernie's dead.
Shut up, Frank.
Seriously, Frank? That was harsh.
All right, Mr. Queen, you just gave me an idea. You've got quite a rep. You're pretty good at finding out stuff, so you find that dough for us.
Rita, are you nuts?
Shut up, Frank. How's it figure, Rita?
He'll find the dough for us because we're gonna be keeping this doll of his company in a nice, safe place. Get it, Mr. Queen?
I get it.
I don't.
We're kidnapping you.
What? Right now?
You got 12 hours, Queen. You'll get a phone call at midnight tonight.
Hang on! I need to shower! Didn't you notice the red dots all over me? I don't have the measles. This is Ernie's blood splatter.
Cops!
Rita, let's grab.
Jupe, grab the doll.
Come on, baby.
Why couldn't I grab her?
I'll let you sit next to me in the car, okay?
Come on, Frank.
I'm coming. But before I go, Mr. Queen, I'm going to give you something to remember us by.
I wish my hands were free.
Deb's on the front seat.
No, I thought we were sitting in the back together.
Dad, they phone yet? It's midnight.
No, son. No call yet. Any luck out there?
Yeah. I found the cab driver who drove Madison from the station. He remembered her because she was rambling on about his not offering passengers bottled water or mints. Clearly, she was disoriented.
Maybe. But look what I found in the suit you were wearing this morning. A $1,000 bill.
Yes, and with the three found in the train, that makes it four bills recovered from Buffles Hall.
Where did you get it, Ellery? Don't tell me I got that rookie cop from the train suspended when he was right. I do not need another corruption scandal.
Oh, don't act the inspector with me, Dad. I found it in the pocket of Madison's coat along with Buffle's gun. I didn't even tell Madison about it.
I thought you said Buffle's pals searched you.
They did, but I palmed the bill, and after they got through frisking me, I simply put the bill in my pocket. Say, what's this, Dad?
The autopsy report on Buffle.
Very interesting.
What's interesting about it? Six shots to the head. It's not like they discovered he drowned.
It's the bank robbers. I'll get it. Queen speaking.
Hello, Queen.
How's Madison?
Yeah, she's all right, so far.
Hey, is it okay if I use this shampoo?
Did she just say shampoo?
Yeah. Rita's letting her take a shower.
I'm surprised you didn't offer to keep an eye on her.
She made it clear on the drive over here, with a very well-placed elbow, that I was to keep my distance.
Ouch.
Now quit your stalling. Did you find out where the dough is?
Yes.
Where is it?
I'll tell you when I see you, Frank. You and Jupe and Rita.
Will you have the dough with you?
No, but I'll tell you where you can find it. Where do I meet you?
Nothing doing. I don't like it.
Suit yourself, Frank. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. Don't you care about the dame? We're not going to let her go, you know.
Do you only have bar soap? It dries out my skin.
Pick me up at First Avenue in 96th.
Everything okay, Frank? No cops hiding in his car?
You know, if you think I'm so bad at my job, why did you join up with us?
I didn't join up with you. You joined up with us.
Nah. That's not how I remember it. Ernie approached me.
Yeah, well, Rita approached me.
Oh, so maybe there's something going on between you and Rita.
What did you say, Frank?
Rita, I didn't see you there.
You're being very rude to our guest.
Where's Madison?
Where's the dough?
No Madison, no talk.
In here.
Madison, you all right?
There was, like, no hot water, they've never heard of conditioner, and I'm wearing one of Rita's dresses, which is so cheap, it makes Walmart look like a designer label.
Whether you found out where she hid the dough or not, I still might bump her off.
She didn't hide the dough.
What are you talking about?
She had to have hidden it.
Where else could it be?
Seriously, I was alone in the compartment with him. We fought over the gun. He's dead. The money's gone. I'd put all bets on me.
I was able to trace your movements, Madison. You carried your suitcase right from the train to a station cab. You spoke to no one, except to yell at a young boy on crutches.
He almost tripped me.
You gave the cab driver Nikki's home address. He drove you right there. You got out, and the landlady saw you come in and go to Nikki's room. You didn't drop anything. You didn't leave anything in the cab.
Jeez! Who needs doorbell cams with that landlady around?
That stolen money wasn't found in Madison's room because Madison never brought it there. She never took it from the train.
So, someone else did?
Someone else did.
Malarkey.
Next thing we know, you'll be telling us she didn't bump off Ernie.
She didn't.
She didn't?
I didn't?
You didn't. I just saw the autopsy report.
Ooh, let me see the autopsy report. I watched all 12 seasons of Bones, and I know everything about particulates, bone fractures, and that you could draw out a will-they-won't-they way longer than the audience cares about.
I don't have the report. Dad showed it to me. At the time of the shots, Madison, you were on the floor and Buffle was coming at you, leaning over you.
I remember there was a distinct lack of oral hygiene.
The autopsy report shows that all six bullets struck Buffle's head at the top and at the back. Only someone higher up than Buffle could have fired those shots.
The path of the bullet trajectory! Brilliant! You also could have checked my hands for gunshot residue, examined the patterns left by the blood splatter, or recognized I'm the lead on the show, so there's no way I was the murderer.
So you're saying someone else sneaked into the compartment?
Yeah, one of you guys, because you're just guest stars.
Now it's perfectly clear, isn't it? You were all in on that Chicago robbery with Buffle. You all came in on the same train, Buffle carrying the money. At the last moment, Buffle decided to double-cross the rest of you. He got into Madison's compartment and tried to get her to carry the money off the train for him so he could recover her suitcase later and have the whole haul for himself.
Ernie double-crossed us?
I feel you, girl. I've dated bad boys. Never a bank robber. But this one boyfriend tried to mug someone to get their cryptocurrency from their phone. But somebody else had cyber-attacked that guy's crypto exchange, so he was already wiped out.
What?
I don't know. I don't understand cryptocurrency either.
I'll tell you what's more. One of you actually suspected Buffle might double-cross you. So you followed Buffle and stood outside Madison's compartment and heard the whole thing.
The guy had me at gunpoint. Thanks for helping.
You helped them. When Buffle was distracted, one of you entered the compartment, shot Buffle with his own gun, framed Madison for the murder.
Rude.
And walked off the train carrying the money, saying nothing to the other two of you. Not only was Buffle a double-crosser, one of you three is a double-crosser, too.
Where's the 254 grand, Rita?
I didn't take it, Joop. I wouldn't have killed Ernie. Not Ernie.
Frank?
Don't put the finger on me, Joop. You got nothing on me. Maybe you did it yourself. What with your close personal relationship with Rita here?
I ain't got no relationship with Rita.
Wash your mouth out, Frank.
Nah, it's one of you two. I didn't swear onto this bank job to get cheated out of mine.
Neither did I.
Whoa, this is like that Spider-Man meme where the three Spider-Men are all pointing at each other. Except this version has guns.
Hold it. I'll put the finger on the one who killed Buffle and hid that money if the other two of you promise to let Madison and me walk out of here unharmed when I've done so.
Ooh, I like that condition. Smart thinking.
All right, sure.
Okay.
I promise.
No, that's too easy. Suppose you all put your guns on the table first, as a guarantee of good faith. Then I've got as good a chance as any of you to grab one, just in case you forget your promise.
And remember, the last time I tried to grab a gun, the guy ended up dead.
Here's mine. Joop.
Okay. Come on, Frank.
I got a clear conscience.
All right, one of us is a cockeyed liar. Go on, Queen, talk. Who killed Ernie?
Okay, everybody, this is where we break to have our conversation with our armchair detectives. They're going to give their guesses on who they think the murderer is, and you can see if you agree with them or not. And then we'll rejoin the story for the solution. Okay, everybody. Welcome our armchair detectives.
Oh, hello, Madison. I'm Sarah Golding. I'm from Wireless Theatre and Quirky Voices. And Indie AF is a show I make too. So everyone who's making audio fiction should hunt it out right away. And I also work on a show called Oz9 with some legendary woman. If only she were here.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Hi, Shannon Perry, Oz9 and other stuff. Hi. I know who did it. I'm just saying. And if I don't know...
Could you not? Do you really?
The story.
Do you really
know? I always know, dude. And I just assume that the script is wrong if my guess is wrong. That's my dog. She would like to participate as well.
Introduce the dog. Who's the dog?
Zoe. That's Zoe.
And is our Canadian representing? Hello.
Hi, Madison. It's Drew Froman. Yeah, I have a show called Story About the Murder. Where small town little murders take place every day in this cute little Canadian town.
So you've got some background on like discovering murderers.
Yes, I do. Or experience sort of drinking in a small town, less on solving murders.
Oh my gosh, a head start. How dare you?
Nice.
Okay, you guys. So who is going to go first? Who is going to make their guess as to who the murderer is?
Are we going to hear some sort of if we're wrong, or is there going to be like a, are there sound effects? Because I need to kind of get myself mentally prepared for that.
Shannon, it sounds like you know. You seem to have some confidence. So, you know what? I'll start. I have no confidence. I listened the first time, and I was like, oh, it's over already? I thought, I think Madison's just so brilliant. Madison, you're so fun to listen to. It was hilarious. So then I asked if I could listen a second time, so I did. And
super fun.
I caught that the woman gangster was having a thing with the other one.
Yes.
Which makes me think that it might have been Frank that I missed a clue. But I don't want Frank to be the killer because Frank is the best. Like, well, thank you not to tell me how to do my job. That was the greatest. I loved Frank. So then I listened a third time. This is embarrassing. Yeah, yeah. I wasn't going to listen a third time because I'm like, that's cheating, right?
I recommend everyone listen to my episodes at least three times. Get me some downloads.
But then my ego was like, yeah, you have a show with murder in it. You have to know something. You have to pretend to look like. And nope. No idea. I got the names. I have a theory of maybe if one of them was really tall and I don't remember who that might have been. Gonna guess it was. I want to say it's Jupe because I love Frank. I don't want Frank to go away for a long time. So that's all I got.
Yes, that's quite important.
All right. So Drew is saying Jupe, and we think.
Yes.
And you also have a theory that Jupe is tall.
Jesus. Okay.
So Shannon has a different opinion. Who do you think did it, Shannon?
I always have a different opinion. I think, frankly, it was Rita and that she was on the baggage rack. So she doesn't have to be tall. She was up there in the baggage rack.
What?
And I will give you my reasons why I think it was Rita. Okay. So one, she was having an affair with Jupe, despite Jupe's protestations to the contrary. She used the money angle to distract Ellery Queen from investigating the murder by getting him to go find the money so that she could have both the money and not get like caught. And we know that she needs money because Madison refers to her clothing as a cheap dress.
Damn, you did that on one listen?
I took notes. I freaking took notes. I did.
I know.
No, that was two. That was two listens. Yeah, totally one listen. One listen and I'm that good. Baggage rack. I'm telling you, the shots to the top of the head from the baggage rack.
So, okay, were you doing something else while you were listening? Like, were you?
I was making a sandwich.
Okay, so you were, Jesus, that's really impressive. That's really impressive. Because
I've only listened once. That's not fair. Right, we have to stop this right now so I can listen again.
Let's hear from Sarah. Sarah, then.
Okay. No, I know. I love your theories. I love
Thank
them very
you.
Much. And I went through a lot of things because I think, you know, did Ellery ever do it was my first thought. Because, you know, the person you least suspect is always the person to suspect, right? So if I'm going on that kind of reckoning, I think Shannon did it.
Oh, I'm there. Yes, Shannon did it. Can I change my vote?
But beyond that, there was one key element, I think, to do with money and numbers. And I went through like listening to this with, you know, pen poised if I had one at my fingertip to type. And essentially, I think the person has to be tall. You're right, because they stood over and did the horrible, nasty gun things, shooty, pointy gun. And then I thought, well, perhaps like with Rita, she would probably be quite noisy because they always wore stilettos in that time. So I don't think it was her. And I think that when they were talking, Jupe mentioned an amount of money, 254 grand. Now, I wrote down that it was 258 grand and there were 3 grand found on the floor. Jupe said that 254 grand. How did he know that Ellery had taken and found the other grand in the pocket of Madison's coat, right? Oh. So that is why my theory right
Sarah.
Now is that it was Jupe.
And she only listened once, you guys. You listened to it multiple times and she came up with this really scientific theory.
Darn you for actually being like serious about it.
Nice.
It's just offensive.
Hey. So who? So it's Jupe? Sarah, who did it?
I think so. Yeah, I think it was Jupe. You and I agree, but for slightly different reasons.
Yours is a real reason.
Yeah, you think it's Jupe because of math. He thinks it's Jupe because he's tall.
Yes. You know, combine those two things, it's scientifically stamped.
It's true. All tall mathematicians are murderous monsters.
Right?
That's true.
Right? Yeah.
But then we've got Rita in the luggage rack, according to Shannon.
In the Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay, so I kind of considered the luggage rack thing, but I couldn't figure out how somebody...
She would have been in there for a while, I guess.
A long time.
Right. How would they have known to go into Madison's?
Yeah. And they were, isn't she in a sleeper car? I don't think sleepers have luggage racks.
So, but nobody thinks it's Frank then. Frank's off the hook.
I can't be Frank. He's so funny.
And you know, funny people never commit crime. That's why I'm not guilty.
Frank to me strikes me as the sharpest of the, he's definitely the sharpest knife in the block of all of them, so I would like think he would be the most capable of pulling it off. But I also think this would be less sloppy and screwed up. If
what
Frank
if it
had
was the
it?
Kid in the with the crutches?
I don't know.
Yes, I did think about
how
that.
It could be the kid, but how could that be, right?
It could be in the crutch. Then could you stuff that much amount of money in crutches?
I guess it depends. Is it all singles? Because usually I get paid in singles.
Yeah, Madison, you're life.
What job do you do to get a grand in singles?
The kid on crutches, I think the kid on crutches turning out to be a woman would be a very Ellery Queen the TV show thing to suddenly pull at the very end. Like,
right.
At the very end, you're like, oh, didn't you notice that the young boy on crutches had a hint of mascara and, I don't know, stiletto heels on? Oh, surprise, it was a woman.
Yeah, this one's tough. So what do you think, Shannon? You're so confident now? It's all about the luggage rack, Spider-Man over there? Rita's a ninja?
No.
I mean, Madison, is she truly off the hook, though, really? I mean, if someone is that covered, Madison, in quite close proximity, yeah.
But I'm the lead on the show.
I'm the lead.
Yeah, but you can still go to prison. Many leads of shows have been to prison before, Madison.
You want me to go to prison? Why did I bring you on the show, Sarah?
I'd bring you cake. I'd come see you.
Okay, you guys. So let's review one more time. We've got Drew and Sarah believe that it is Jupe.
Yep.
And Shannon thinks it's Rita.
Or Ellery.
Or Ellery.
Or all of the background artists.
Or someone else. I think it's Rita or possibly someone else.
Right, someone else, gotcha.
And then Frank is going to get his own spin-off show because he's so awesome.
We love Frank. Yeah.
Frank's groovy.
All right, one more time. Who am I speaking to?
Sarah Golding of Wireless Theatre and Quirky Voices. Hello.
Shannon Perry, Oz9.
Drew Froman of Sorry About the Murder.
Thank you guys so much for being my armchair detectives. And everybody who's out there, let's see if you agree with them or you have your own theories. Of course, they've pretty much covered every single cast member, so it could be anyone at this point.
Exciting. Can we get untied from these armchairs now?
Okay. No, not until the end.
All right. Now, Rita, how much money was in that bank hole?
$258,000.
$258,000. But Buffalo's killer left some of that money to frame Madison, so he or she didn't get away with the full amount. Jupe, how much did the killer actually get away with?
I just said it a minute ago. $254,000.
$254,000. Frank, is that right?
Oh, I know. Call on me.
Let Frank answer.
Nah, it ought to be, $255,000. And the papers today said three $1,000 bills were left on the floor of the train.
The papers were wrong, Frank, because...
Me.
Put your hand down, Madison. The papers didn't know that the killer left an additional $1,000 bill in Madison's coat pocket where I found it.
I knew that.
Wait, you knew there was a fourth bill hidden in your pocket? You didn't mention it to me.
I found it in there with the gun.
You found the gun too?
No, I was just walking all over New York with a gun bouncing around in my pocket and didn't realize it. Have you seen the size of a woman's coat pocket compared to a man's coat pocket? I barely could fit a tissue in mine, but you could stuff the population of New Jersey in yours.
Are you going to tell us who bumped off Vernie or not?
It all comes down to there being four outstanding $1,000 bills, not three, as the newspapers reported.
Wait, I got this. So, 4 minus 258 equals negative 254. Wait, I got to put the bigger number in first. 258 minus, I hit multiply.
It's 254,000, as Jupe correctly stated.
Jupe?
What are you talking about, Queen?
Only three people know that the exact amount in the killer's possession is $254,000, Jupe. I'm one of them. My father, Inspector Queen, is number two, and Buffalo's killer is the third.
And me? That makes four. Now who sucks at math?
Sorry, I only just discovered you knew too, Madison, and apparently played dumb all morning.
Hey, you were all. My dad's a cop, and he's coming over here. He thinks you're the killer. I was trying to keep my cards close to the chest, which isn't easy with my cup size.
I could have helped.
That's it. I'm going for one of these guns.
Madison!
Don't anybody move.
Hey! He's got another gun! That's cheating!
You dirty double-crosser!
Get to the other side of the room, all of you. I'm gonna take these rods, I'm gonna get the dough, and I'm gonna scram out of here. Whichever one of you that comes after me, get... Oh!
Shot? Was he gonna say, whichever one of you comes after me gets shot?
I'm more interested in what he said about getting the dough.
Come on in, Dad. Good to see you.
Oh, that's Officer Daddy-O.
If he was going to scram with the dough, that means he's hidden it in this house. Men, search the place. And take these cuties in, too.
My shoulder! Ugh.
Serves you right, you dirty fink.
Come on, let's go, you.
Wait! I didn't rob the bank! I did commit wire fraud once, but my grandma dropped the charges.
Come with us, Madison, and you can sit next to me in the squad car.
Ellery!
Hang on, Dad. Madison is the one I told you about, who's covering for Nikki.
Are you sure she's not mixed up in this? I can hold her downtown for a few days if you want me to.
Then who'd I get to be my secretary?
One of these episodes, I really am going to murder one of you. Ellery Queen started as a pseudonym created by two detective crime fiction writers, Frederick Denay and Manfred Bennington Lee, in 1928, when they entered a mystery novel writing contest. They made the character and the writer of the novel one and the same, believing audiences would remember the detective's name, but not theirs. They won the contest, but the magazine sponsoring it went bankrupt and they never collected. However, the popular character went on to be featured in novels, comics, theater, film, television, and even board games and puzzles. Of course, we featured The Adventures of Ellery Queen, the radio series, which premiered on CBS in 1939, jumped around a bit, and finished its run on ABC in 1948. But no matter where the show aired, the armchair detective gimmick was always its biggest feature, a popular guest spot for celebrities of the era. It's estimated that they had 750 guests over the show's lifetime, and the majority of their solutions to the mysteries were almost always wrong. How did you do? Hey, everybody, it's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we have a Patreon. For only $5 a month, you can support the show and get some really amazing Madison exclusives. Link in the show notes. But hey, I know it's hard to financially support all your favorite shows. So really, just giving us 5 stars, a nice review, or a shout out on your socials means so much. Let's get the word out that women are funny. Okay, announcer dude, roll the credits.
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Chrissy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Chrissy Talon Sage. David Pinion appeared as Ellery Queen. Other actors in the cast were Sharon Gruenwald as Rita, Paul R. Beesey as Frank, Jerry Kokich as Jupe, Tom O'Connor as Inspector Queen, James C. Taylor as Ernie Buffle, and Brian Cunningham as the rookie officer. Special thanks to our 3 armchair detectives, Shannon Perry, Drew Froman, and Sarah Golding.